wanna be good as you.
New Country Z100. It's Kane Brown. It's 11 minutes after 8 on the Big Thank You Show. We're saying thank you for helping out St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Over $311,000 raised last Thursday and Friday. Thank you for helping out the kids of St. Jude. And lo and behold, today, coming into the studio here, a couple friends of mine from SIU. Coach Kill, hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, big guy?
I'm doing wonderful. It is good to see you here today. And then I've got Jason Fairfield in here, too. Hello, Jason.
Thanks, Kim.
Hey, buddy. Good to have you guys. And, Coach, what's going on this week? There's a lot of things happening with Appreciation Week, right?
Yeah, and, you know, first of all, I want to give you a shout-out on all the things you do for St. Jude's.
And, thank you.
And being a cancer survivor, I think it's tremendous, and the money that you've raised is I'll give you some appreciation of that.
Well, thank you.
Because that's a big-time appreciation. And then yeah, as far as what we do right now is that, you know, we're having a appreciation days throughout the week for all the people from advertising they do for us, from the people that give to our scholarship funds to the people that support us in general. You know, we're going to get out in the community, and it's a big thank you. And you know, cool, we couldn't survive, you know, right now. You know, Southern Illinois is relying on us to get enrollment up and do things, and so I think it's a combination. We both need each other right now, and the people have stepped up and done a great job, and we're very appreciative of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited for the future with SIU. Of course, I kind of talk with the football coach on social media and things like that, and then also now finding out, you know, Brian Mullins, a former player who I used to be in the stands yelling at, you know, and now he's going to be leading the team. It's just an exciting time at SIU.
It is, you know, yeah, even in here in the spring, you know, our baseball team has only lost 2 games at home.
Yeah.
Our track and field team with the new coach is doing tremendous. Our 2 golf programs, you know, our ladies are first in the conference, and our men are right at the top, and they just came off a great outing. And you know, softball continues to do what they're doing, and you know, hire a new basketball coach, and went to the scrimmage yesterday. I thought the football program, certainly on the defensive side of the ball, has improved a bunch. So we're looking forward to, you know, new things and so forth. But again, all these things can't happen without scholarship money and and the things working together. So we're excited. Alongside me here is Jason Fairfield, who is in charge of, you know, helping us raise all the money. And that's kind of his domain there. And he's been doing it, you know, now for 3 or 4 years, and really kind of had to start things, you know, over again.
Sure.
And during difficult times, and he's kind of kept us above the board. But he's got, I'm gonna let him kind of go over all the things that we're doing. And Jason, I'll turn it over to you.
Hey, Jason, I see your first stop today is at a favorite place of mine, Culver's, up there on the hill in Marion. So tell me what's going to go on this week and what y'all are doing.
Yeah, we start at 11 to 1 out at Culver's in Marion, so you can get out there and come see Grey Dog and get a butter burger.
Yes, that's a great combo. I've been there for lunch today.
And then Tuesday, we're in Carbondale from 11 to 1 at Quattro's. So come visit us at Quattro's, and then we have a 4 p.m. softball game against Murray State. Our softball team is 18-9 overall this season, so come out and see them and support them. Wednesday the 3rd, we move over to Fat Bottom Betty's from 5 to 7, and Paxton's going to be out there with a live remote on ESPN 103.5.
Cool.
And then Thursday, we head to Kroger from 4 to 6. And then Friday's a pretty big day for us. We go from 11 to 1 at McAllister's Deli in Carbondale. Paxton will be there with a live remote on ESPN. And then baseball game at 6:30 at Itchy Jones Stadium against Missouri State.
You don't even need a ticket. You can just go to a ball game
Friday
night.
Free admission. Just a way for us to say thank you.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's
cool. And then we reload for a heavy hitter full Saturday. And it starts with a little tailgate from 8 to 11:30. We got our inaugural bags game that is going to start at 10 a.m. And then the spring game at noon. followed by softball against Evansville and baseball that afternoon against Missouri State. So you can see we got a lot of things going on, but like Coach mentioned, it's about SIU getting out and saying thank you through the region and saying thank you to all of our patrons.
I like, too, how you've a lot of the places you're going involve food, and I really like, I appreciate that, Coach, you know.
Well, you know, you're right now, you know, you're kind of, it's been a long time since we've seen each other, and you're still looking prime time.
Oh, listen to
you look the same. You're trying to grow the same beard mine, but mine's got a little different color
I'm getting
than yours.
There.
And you got the American flag on your hat.
Yes,
I mean,
sir. Yeah.
You're representing the country well. So, and you're going to eat a Culver's burger today.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Because of the bun. Nothing to do with the burger, but you like the bun.
I'm on the all-carb diet right now. I'm in the carb-loading phase. But, hey, this is a tremendous opportunity to get out and say hey to some folks here as you're getting out and about this week. And let me just give you a heads up to both you guys. If you're going to be at that bags tournament, we held the bags tournament one time for St. Jude. And I was going to play in it. And me and my wife, we think we're pretty good. I got the boards, the regulation boards made, and we play in the backyard all the time, and we win in the backyard all the time. We win. We dominate our family. However, when we played in that bags tournament for St. Jude, that first one, I realized I suck. I realized I can't even hit the board. These guys are good. They don't miss. So I'm excited to see who you got for that bags tournament. That's 10 a.m. And real quick, I'm going to have all this up on Facebook. We got to get a picture side by side, Coach. I'm going to try and get a beard like you. But if somebody's listening, do they go to, like, your website to play in the bags tournament at Saluki Stadium? They can go there and sign
just
up.
Just go to SIUSalukis.com.
Okay.
And just click on the ticket drop-down button and select the bags tournament.
And then they're good to go.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, and a lot of these events with baseball and softball are free coming up. So, hey, get out there, root on the dogs, unleash the dogs. I haven't had a chance to root. I know you got to go coach to another place, but I like your logo. And a lot of people were saying, well, I could see the teeth in the dog and everything. And you got to be careful when picking out a logo. But the thing I really like about it, the dog's hair. He looks like he's ready to do whatever he needs to do. You know what I mean? I'm sure you've had a lot of feedback on this deal, but I like the logo a lot.
Well, I tell you what, we've really had, pretty much everybody's okay. Everybody's been very, very positive.
Yes.
And, we made sure we got the Saluki dogs up next to what we're doing.
Yeah.
See how close we could get it. And you're never going to get it perfect, but,
right.
You know, I think it's something new. I want that logo to go school-wide. I want it to go region-wide. That's our logo.
And, yes.
And that's what we did at a previous school at K-State in Manhattan where they've got the Wildcat. Well, this is the logo we want everywhere. And so I hope people grasp to it. So far, so good. You know, the problem is we can't get people to get the stuff printed out quick enough to get it out to people. And, hopefully we'll get that done soon because we're certainly on them right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you for being here. Karen's telling me, wrap it up. You got to go see Tom Miller. So you all have fun with Tom, and I'll catch you before you leave. All right,
yeah,
Coach.
Keep playing that good country music.
Yeah, man. Buddy. Thank you very much. It's Southern Illinois Appreciation Week, and today the first stop is at Culver's in Marion from 11 until 1. Go see Gray Dog and have a great lunch up there and meet some of the Salukis. All right, as they say, thank you to Southern Illinois.